I promise, I'll pay you.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. California lawmakers worked into the night but failed to balance the state budget before today started the new fiscal year. That means IOUs could be issued in lieu of payments for the first time in nearly two decades. The latest from Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
Unless lawmakers agree to new cuts in a special emergency session today, California could begin issuing more than $3 billion in IOUs as soon as Thursday. Contractors and local agencies serving the elderly, disabled, and poor would be the main recipients. The move is a last-ditch effort by the state to avoid running out of cash entirely by the end of this month. California's budget shortfall has swelled to nearly $25 billion as the state suffers the worst drop in income tax revenues since the Great Depression. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Republican lawmakers have ruled out tax increases as a way to close the gap. The state's economy is the world's eighth largest, accounting for 12% of the nation's gross domestic product. Experts say if California stumbles, the recession plaguing the national economy could be prolonged. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Wall Street gave a little back yesterday. The NASDAQ shed about 0.5%, while the S&P 500 and Dow lost just under 1% each. Asian markets closed lower. The Hang Seng was closed for a holiday. European shares are mostly higher right now. This week, the Supreme Court issued formal opinions for all but one of the cases that it heard this term. As Corb O'Connor reports from Washington, the remaining case could dramatically change how election campaigns are financed.
Just weeks before the 2008 presidential primaries, a conservative group called Citizens United wanted to release a film funded in part by corporations. It was called Hillary, the movie.
Steeped in controversy, steeped in sleaze.
She's no Richard Nixon, she's worse.
The creators say it's a documentary. The Federal Election Commission sided with critics who call it a 90-minute attack ad. Under the McCain-Feingold finance law, corporately funded ads can't air within 30 days of a primary election. So, the group appealed the FEC's decision to the Supreme Court. Matt McGill is a partner in the firm that represented Citizens United.
One of the things that separates our democracy from regimes like that of Iran is that we allow our citizenry to criticize our leader.
And that First Amendment right is what the justices are now focused on. Trevor Potter is a former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. He's concerned because depending on how the court ultimately rules, large chunks of McCain-Feingold could be eliminated.
We needed it because corporations had found a way around the 100-year-old ban on spending money in elections. What the court is now facing is the deeper question of, is that ban in fact permissible?
Potter and others say the implications of relaxed spending laws could mean banks, automakers, and other corporations will produce ads showing support or opposition to candidates who did their legislative bidding. Lawyers will re-argue the case before the High Court on September 9th. In Washington, I'm Corb O'Connor for Marketplace.
30 years ago, the idea of portable music was foreign to many people. Putting headphones on and listening to something on the go? Come on. Sony today is marking the 30th anniversary of its Walkman that went on sale in 1979 on this day. And over the years, there have been a lot of different versions. Radio, cassette, CD, mini-disc, now digital files. But Sony's days at the portable music helm have waned. For years now, Apple iPods have outsold anything similar Sony puts out, and the Japanese electronics giant is coming off a fiscal year where it lost more than $1 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Back when the economy was booming, it seemed like credit card companies were pushing a lot of credit. Today, not so much. A lot of declines, interest rate hikes and credit line reductions. So why, and most importantly, how do they do it? It seems the card companies are looking at a lot of data these days. Where we live, where we shop, what we buy. It's called data profiling, and there's a lot of it going on. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
When Kevin Johnson got back from his honeymoon in Jamaica last October, he had a letter from American Express. It seems that honeymoon was over, too. Amex was slashing Johnson's credit limit by 60%, not because he'd missed a payment or had bad credit. The letter said,
other customers who have used their card at establishments where you recently shopped have a poor repayment history with American Express.
Amex didn't like where Johnson was shopping.
When I reached out to American Express, I couldn't get a clear answer. That's how the journey began.
Johnson started a website called newcreditrules.com. Consumers compare notes online to figure out why their credit got cut. Johnson thinks he got nailed for shopping at Walmart. Amex denies that, but says it does track how customers use their cards. All of the card companies do it. It's called data mining. Robert Grossman is the director of the National Center for Data Mining.
Data mining uses data to make predictions, oftentimes about what people will do, what will happen, etc.
Grossman says the companies use intricate behavior models.
If you have traditionally shopped at a particular type of store for the last 20 years, and you're suddenly there's a huge change in your behavior, there's probably a reason.
Other behaviors card companies may see as warning signs: using your card at a bar to get your tires retreaded, getting a cash advance. Card companies also buy information on other parts of your financial life. One of the biggest data sellers is Equifax. Tom Madison manages mortgage services for the company.
Lately, the demand for that data has grown considerably. It's now becoming an extremely hot commodity.
Madison says banks want more information and fresher information than ever. Business is up 50% over last year. Meanwhile, visitors to Kevin Johnson's site claim they've gotten their credit cut for using their cards at places like Quiznos, Exxon, and McDonald's. His advice?
Watch where you shop and what you purchase. And if you're in doubt, use cash.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And you can read the letter that Kevin Johnson received. It's at our website, marketplace.org. You can share your thoughts there, too. At marketplace.org in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.